time to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hi, Brains. How are you today? Are you ready to uncork some emotions? We are going to be talking to a powerhouse, Novalette Bowen. She's calling in from New Jersey to be here with us, Brains on the Edge. She's really doing the heavy lifting because what she's doing is she's trying to help a man become a man, and that's hard for a woman to do. She's a foster care provider. Not only is that, she's a coach, she's a speaker, and she's passionate about what she does. She's looking to be the bigger voice for the voiceless. And she's also the founder and executive director of Ruby Foster Village, Inc. Help me welcome her to the edge, Novalette Bowen. Hello, how are you? Wonderful.
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. We've been trying to get this coordinated for quite some time now.
Yes, we have, and it's finally happened, and I am so
That's
honored
right.
to be on the brain.
That's right. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So, you know, this
Thank
is
you.
A heavy topic, and I tell people all the time, my aunts supported over 50 foster children in Ohio, and it takes a lot to open your doors, to open your heart, to try to create some balance and some harmony in these children's lives. They've had so much dysfunction, they've had so much upheaval, but then there's some great success stories. How did you start fostering children, first of all?
Fostering children for me was natural. Whether I was being compensated or was being volunteered as the community mommy, or I was volunteering as the mommy for my neighbor's son who has a single father, live with his father and no mom. And that for me, I derived great and profound joy in watching them shine and just watching the light goes off when they make connections with themselves or they're starting to make progress in their life. So coming and also was coming out of a dysfunctional relationship and realizing at some point that I have to walk away and leave my marriage because I saw the effect on my children, especially my older son. So I decided to make the break for myself. And I relocate from New York to New Jersey with my sons. And when I came, a part of my new beginning I wanted was to continue my education. So I went to grad school. And I was drawn to learn more about how does dysfunction affect children. And as I learned through research in grad school how the dysfunction affects children, I know that there was something that I have to do.
Right.
And that is how I decided that I would become a foster mom.
Wow. That's beautiful. You also do work with senior citizens as well, correct?
Yeah, in my career I have a 30 years experience in the field, over 30 years in the field of human service.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that you don't sound a day over 37.
I have no other experience. And sometimes when I look back at my younger self, I said I was chosen. I didn't choose to work in the field. It chose me. And I'm only
right.
honoring my assignment because my first encounter was I was 10 years old. I had no clue what that was.
Mm.
Then the second encounter, I was 16 years old. Still didn't have no clue what it was. And until I got older and I begin to discover who I am and my purpose, I realized and I started looking back in my life and I was, you know, I had a conversation with my mom, God rest her soul in peace. And she says to me, she said, there's always something about you. You always have a way with those people. And then I realized when I look back on the behaviors that I was observing and the answers that I was giving when I asked the question as a young little 10-year-old, that it was the wrong answer, that they both were mentally ill at that time. But
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I was able to provide the support to them that they needed at that time.
Right. That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell me, who is Ruby? How did you come up with Ruby Foster Village, Inc.? That's your nonprofit. Tell us about that.
Ruby's my amazing mom. May her soul rest in peace. Ruby was a child slave. And Ruby was never sent to school a day in her life. And not knowing much about my mom past, but at 7 years old, I came home from school one day, and I realized that my mom could not read because she wasn't able to help me. And I became panicked. Not that I wanted to know, but, you know, there was so much different emotions start going on. And I remember the first thought was, what is going to happen to me? Who is going to help me? Because if I come home from school and I don't know it, who do I ask? Immediately felt shame. And I made a decision that I would never tell anyone that my mom could not read. But then it leave me curious about my dad. So I began to dig. And I realized that my dad could not read either. And I watched my mom and my dad go through that experience and watch them have the courage to allow their light to shine and made education one of the forefront of our household, that each child that raised in that house would be educated. My mom became community moms, and she would support and help. There was always someone else living in my home that did not belong to my mom or my dad. So that is where Ruby came from. The village that Ruby created, all despite her experience, and that village that she created, and I watched her create that, and I want to continue to honor her.
You know, and people don't realize how many functionally illiterate people there still are, that people can't read.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't. And it's such a challenge, and so I'm glad that you're doing that. So tell us about your endeavors as a coach. I know that you want to formulate your previous 30 years of experience, your foster caring, you're working with civil organizations as well as your own nonprofit, but you also want to take a little time out to carve and mentor other people. Tell us about your coaching.
My coaching focused on, and over the last 12 years that I began to work with these at-risk young men, I realized, and I know that some people need medication and some people have disability, but from my chunk of my experience working with these young men, I realize and I approach them from the turnkey approach of coaching, and I watch the lights turn on, and I watch the connection with self, and I watch the understanding of learning who I am and what do I need, my tools that I need to move forward. I make that decision that I would make coaching one of the forefront in working with young adults, young men age 13 through 30, because I watch these broken young men turn into a man and continue the cycle of brokenness. And they says, you know, it takes a man to teach a man how to become a man. I truly believe that a woman can do as good of a job in teaching a broken boy how to become a man. Because
you think
a broken man, yes.
I think it's worse.
Because I believe that a broken man can teach a broken boy how to become a man.
Right. And, you know, a lot of broken men have mommy issues.
Yes.
So, you know, it's that connectivity with the female. But it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of responsibility. Do you provide your boys mentorships? Do they belong to, like, the Boys and Girls Club, the Police Officers Association, the Fire Department? Do you partner with other community organizers to really get them that male role and that,
Yes, I'm in the process of doing that. I'm organizing a group that I will have my boys become a part of a group and invite different, collaborates with different organizations to enter and to provide that support and connect them with different services in the community. So
I
am in the process of launching a group because I truly believe that they all were born to win. Whatever level it is that
beautiful.
Is winning for them, they were born to win.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Novalette, I thank you and I commend you and hold you in the highest regard for what you're doing, opening your home and your heart and taking all of this. Tell My Brains how to get in contact with you if they want to support your nonprofit organization, if they want to hear some coaching, or just, you know, maybe be a mentor and partner with you in the future there in New Jersey.
Yes, thank you for that. We are on the social media outlet. I am on Instagram as Ruby's Foster Village. You can find me on Instagram, Ruby's Foster Village, Twitter, Ruby's Foster Village. I have a Facebook group. My website is www.rubysfostervillage.org. You can reach me at 609-933-0720 or 917-650-3539.
And Brains, the links are going to be provided on my Facebook page. That's a lot of information. But you know, when I went to the website, I saw there was a donate button. So I'm asking My Brains to go on. You would trick off $20 for lunch. Go on and give $20, $25 in an in-kind donation to Novalette and her cause. Okay, Brains? I'm counting on you. Thank you so much for coming to The Edge. I appreciate you and know that there's always a place for you to come and get your talk on. Okay, Novalette?
Thank you so much, April. Thank you. Truly appreciate you. Stay blessed. Stay amazing. Keep on uplifting humanity.
Thank you. All right, Brains. You know, I tell you
welcome
about the edgy conversations that I host here on The Edge. Go back and listen to them. I'm going to be doing some great podcast potlucks. Very interesting. I'm going to be doing a virtual pop-up shop for art. I want you to check it out. Music, entertainment, love, wisdom, science. It's all here on The Edge. Follow me, Twitter. Hey, and I just got hooked up on the Spotify. Follow us, sister. I love you. Bye.